we're back here at the Devil Radio Studios on Let's Get Local. Thanks so much for tuning in on a Saturday. Really glad to talk with Tom Linfield of Madison Community Foundation. Tom, one thing wrapping up the grant opportunities, I wanted to walk people through really quickly about how to find exactly where they need to go in relation to this grant. So let's just tell them the exact path. So take all the variables out of the equation there for them.
Okay. So at the very least, you go to our website, which is madisongives.org. madisongives.org. Then it will be in the nonprofit section. There's a header that says nonprofits. And then you go to other grants. So if you're typing in the entire URL, it's madisongives.org/nonprofits/other-grants. But hopefully if you get to our website, hit the nonprofit section, that should be pretty easy to find.
Perfect. I love laying that out for people too, just to make sure, because we know there's so many great different, you know, opportunities. Like you said, there's other grant opportunities for people and organizations out there that you guys fund and operate. Let's talk more about Madison Community Foundation as a whole and everything that you offer people, in our community. So give us kind of the overview, and then I'll ask you a few specifics about some of these opportunities.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're first of all, we're about everything local ourselves. Madison Community Foundation, we were begun in the midst of World War II as a community trust, and we serve Madison in the Madison area. So in terms of grant funding, we fund within the borders of Dane County. And we were begun with war chest funds to fund returning soldiers, actually. They knew they would need education, they would need employment, and they would need housing. And we have grown since that time. So today we are at about $290 million, I believe, in assets. We have 1,100 different funds. Half of those funds are nonprofit endowment funds. Some of those funds are companies and corporations who've started a charitable fund, so they give through us. And then many of those funds are individual funds. Anyone can start their own giving fund through us. So we have a variety of funds. 400 plus nonprofit agencies have their funds here. And then we also have our own grant making program. So we distribute competitive grants, several million dollars of competitive grants every year. Last year, as a whole, the Community Foundation distributed $29 million.
Wow, that's an amazing number when you think about it in 1 year. Let's talk a little bit about that. I love the fact that you have, you know, so many different facets to the way people can participate. So just give people kind of the full idea. I mean, I know you say cash, there's stocks and mutual funds. But even things like life insurance and retirement plan beneficiary designation, a lot of different opportunities and ways to give and contribute.
Yes, exactly. There's people have even given us land, and then we sell that land and that funding goes in. The people who give us funding are really giving funding to the variety of nonprofits that are in Dane County and in the world. So our grant making, the $2 million of competitive grant making that that I help coordinate, that is limited to Dane County. But anyone who has funds with us, they can fund any public 501c3 charity in the country or even the world. About 60% or more of that funding stays in Dane County, but many people are funding their alma mater, or they're sending, you know, hurricane relief, or they're supporting national nonprofits, or, you know, helping Peace Corps agencies around the country. We have one fund each year that distributes $100,000 to help combat blindness in India. So the variety of funds we have are really based on the variety of what donors want to change in the world. And some donors are very specific. They say, I would like to, you know, help provide materials in children's libraries at public libraries. And some are very broad. They say, I would like to help the elderly. And they leave it up to us to find projects that are a good fit. So some people are very specific, some are broad. And I would say of the individual donors, of the 300 to 400 funds here that are individual donors, 99% of them know exactly the types of things they want to fund. They do it all online. So it's a very, it's like having a charitable checking account, if you will. So we invest the money, the interest goes back into that account, so it grows over time, and then people can give to any kind of nonprofit they want, year in, year out, ideally forever.
We're talking with Tom Linfield over at Madison Community Foundation. Again, the website is madisongives.org. Tom, one quick follow-up on that. What does that mean to you and the other people involved in MCF that people entrust you with that, with their dollars, with that much responsibility? What does that mean to you guys?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's an enormous honor. A majority of our staff also have funds here, so I think we're also part of that funding family. I get to work with so many nonprofits. I'm just in awe of the work that nonprofits are doing in Dane County. I really think the vision and leadership in this county comes so often from nonprofits. And so I feel really blessed to be able to help them with our own funding and to connect to donors with them. So it's a real joy. And I've said this before, I sometimes don't know who's happier if I find a donor who really wants to make a change in the community and I find an agency that wants to make a change and connect them. I don't know who's happier, the person getting the grant or the person giving the grant. There's a real joy in giving. There's actually science that says that your brain, when you are philanthropic, floods your brain with serotonin or something, some kind of joy. So there's science that affects the head and the heart, I believe. And I think I have the best job in town.
We definitely see the community members around here believe in that science for sure. They must have a lot of joy because there's so much giving. When you think about being in Madison to operate this too, sometimes are you just astonished or overwhelmed by the people's generosity because there are so many people that donate and give back time and time again?
It is amazing. What we always dream of is more donors, more people getting inspired. I think because so much funding comes from individuals, I think there's a real opportunity for people who haven't given in the past, aren't comfortable yet giving, to learn more and be influenced and donate. But of course, we do see, I mean, Pleasant Roland and Jerry Frouchy just gave a $14 million or $18 million gift to the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra. They'll be building a new building. This year, we've seen the Arts and Literature Laboratory go up on East Washington, the Madison Circus Space, the Madison Youth Arts Building. I mean, East Wash has become an arts corridor, with the Sylvie and Bree Stevens, et cetera. And that's in large part because of philanthropy. It's really quite amazing. I will say nationally, those who make $5 million or more a year, only 25% are giving. So that's one of the things that we have a real opportunity, I think, to help those who are quite wealthy start giving more and engaging more in their community. Statistically, those who make the least amount of money have the highest giving percentage. So there's an irony there and room for growth.
Great way to look at it. Tom Linfield from Madison Community Foundation, thanks for everything you do. Again, the grant program for nonprofits, check it out at madisongives.org. Tom, thanks so much for your time and everything you guys do there at MCF. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate it too.